Santana, killer. Jim Jones, freak. Killer. You already know what it is, my man Joel Santana. That boy got that crack, man. Diplomat Records, man.
Peace, family. You tapping in with One Order 6 O'Clock Blitz. We live in the building with some Ottawa legends. Go ahead, speak to the people, baby. Alliance Supreme Alliance, baby. I got it in England. When they came in, I got it right off the jump. They was like, you got it. I was like, all right. Hey, man, look, we having a great time today, man, on this beautiful day up here. You know, CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU. We at the top of the hill, and this is One Order 6 O'Clock Blitz. We here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. playing the hottest hip-hop music from the old school to the new school and everything in between. Yada, man. So, brothers, we was talking about Spotify. I wanted to get y'all see on Spotify, man. What y'all think about Spotify? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Who's gonna start?
Like we were kind of building earlier, Spotify is great. Not as far as payments and royalties, but definitely as far as discovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to find an outlet to find different artists that you wouldn't necessarily be in tune with, just based off what you already listen to. I think that algorithm is genius. But mm-hmm. Other than that, yeah.
Mm. Go ahead, Fizzy.
And also for the artists, it's a way for yourself as or ourselves as artists is to be discovered by new curators, people that run playlists, and also Spotify. So we've been blessed enough to have been selected for a few playlists,
mm-hmm.
From Spotify and also Apple Music. So that's good. That's peace.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Yeah, and I agree with all the opinions about discoverability, the ability to be discovered.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the other side of that medal is there's too many music out there right now.
No doubt. Saturation.
Saturated.
Yeah.
It made it so much easier for people to distribute themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When I started as a producer, you had to print your own CDs.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go knock on doors for who wanted to distribute your CDs,
mm-hmm.
in HMVs.
Mm-hmm.
You had to like physically go knock on doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then once your album's on the shelves in HMVs,
mm-hmm.
you made it.
Mm.
And that would take like at least 6 months, like the whole process. Now overnight you can distribute your own song on Spotify. So I read somewhere there's a million songs uploaded to Spotify a day.
Yep.
A day.
Yep. Yep.
So we're talking about this being discovered. It made actually my own personal opinion makes it harder to be discovered now. Because there's a million songs uploaded a day.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I read somewhere else too that 60% of music now is AI'd.
60%
on Spotify.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Not 10%, 60%.
That's disrespectful.
So not only fighting for our spot against other humans, now we're fighting against AI.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's pros and cons, obviously.
Yeah.
From the people I talk with a lot in my own circle, people are getting fed up with Spotify.
Uh-huh.
Like, seriously fed up.
Uh-huh.
Not only because of the royalties it gives us back, but because of the payments they keep. Like to have Spotify Premium, it keeps going up.
Mm-hmm.
The payments.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that it's fucking us over. Sorry about that.
No, man. It is.
So there's a movement right now happening that people are going back to Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
And Bandcamp is the best platform for independent artists right now.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you use it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So go on Bandcamp, people listening, and just buy the song and own it.
Mm-hmm.
Own the mm-hmm. stuff.
Yep.
Own the movies.
Yeah.
Own the music.
Yeah.
That's where it's supposed to go. That's where the movement's supposed to go. So I could go on and on about about the streaming services. But
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it is. It is. Now, because have you guys heard of Even.biz?
I've heard about it, yeah. Yeah.
Even is supposed to be like... Even is supposed to be the good version of Spotify for artists.
Yeah.
It's like, if you know what I mean? Because it offers you more money for your streams,
yeah.
Downloads. They give royalty. They give like 80% to the artists.
Yeah.
You can sell different packages. You know what I mean? So like, say, for example, you know, we're filming this right now. You could sell this as
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You could sell it as a package within yeah. the tier package that you set up for yeah. your...
And they're transparent too.
Yeah.
About the way they're splitting up the royalties between the artists.
That's right.
Also, Tidal was supposed to be that next thing.
Didn't happen?
No.
Yeah.
No. They're being sued all over the place right now. Just by fucking over artists. Sorry, yeah. I'm very passionate about the subject, as you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and Tidal have been, they're being sued for buying fake views right now, fake streams. But yeah, no, I've heard about it, that platform you just mentioned.
Even.biz.
Yeah.
It's been around for a few years. It's going to take time for it to get to its...
Because they're fighting against those big
yeah.
platforms, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But it's up to us to have this conversation. So thank you for bringing that question up.
Yeah.
As you can tell, I'm very passionate about that subject because I saw the before the stream and all of us did.
But yeah.
And the streaming now. And in my own opinion, it's playing against us.
Mm.
We should quit it.
Mm-hmm.
And we should all remove our music from it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just gonna stop here and drop the mic.
Mic drop, baby. No doubt. How about you, Scorpion?
So as a DJ, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes they suggest you some songs, you hear it, blah blah blah, and you hear it then, but you want it as that vinyl, as a re-vinyl, right?
Yeah.
But to find that. As the same as CDs or cassettes, you cannot find it like right away when you want to feel it. When you open it, when it's brand new, you don't have that with Spotify, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like, yes, it's like fast food right away.
That's right.
But it's not the thing as
you
was.
Just said it. It's, mm-hmm.
it's fast food. I know. That's a great analogy.
Right.
That's a great analogy, you know, because we have all these different perspectives. Artist, producer, DJ, right? So it's like... MCs, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a different perspective from it's a different understanding, right? You know, from all you guys. And I see it all really because yeah, like on one scale, sure, you're an artist, you can distribute your music today. Some you know what I mean? If you got business cards and you out, oh yeah, check it out. You know, someone's gonna yo, I got Spotify, yeah, you know. Some people don't use Spotify, they use Apple Music. So if you're using DistroKid, right? You know, they distribute it to these different streaming platforms, right? And then you could get all these different packages, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But like you said, a million songs getting uploaded a day, right? 2 billion videos uploaded on YouTube, I mean, per day. Or I think it's per day or per month. I think it's per day, right? It's like, yeah, the oversaturation. But before we move on to the next question, I wanted to get your see on it, brother.
I think everybody said what I feel about the subject matter. I think that it's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's useful for being discovered. It's useful for being quick. It's useful because, you know, we are in the digital era
yep.
also. So, you know, as artists, it's almost like you always have to constantly adapt to what's happening right now. So, in my experience, Spotify was like... At the beginning, it was very painful
mm-hmm.
to like figure that out, how to end up on the platform, how to get like your followers or your supporters to like find your music and grow your community, and you know, so it is what it is. It's but I agree with everything that's been said. I mean, if I could, I would remove my music from it, and I would go back to the golden era where we lived off the mixtape, and we'd be out and about, and people would come and see you, and you sell your CDs and hard copies. Yeah. Like, there's for me, there's something very tangible about that. There's something magical about, like, the music,
the connection.
Left. Mm-hmm. Like, it's concrete when you have it in your hands, right?
No doubt.
That's what Scorpio was saying, like, with vinyls, with cassettes, with CDs, like, you're giving life to the project. And people, I think, we were talking about this, like, 2 days ago, like, people made it a point to go to the store. You saved your $15.
No doubt.
You know, like, you watched the videos two, three, like, all the time, and then you're like, yo, the album's coming out on this date.
Yeah.
I'm making a point to go get the next... you know, DMX album, and then you went and then you bought it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you
rip open the package. Yeah.
Put the
CD
in the car.
It's a ritual.
Yeah. There's the whole vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And then it kind of forced you to live with it for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month.
Yeah.
And now with Spotify, everything is so quick. Fast food is the best analogy, like you said.
Yeah.
It's out. People hear it. People will share it. And then, like, they're bombarded. So they don't necessarily live with it unless you have, like, you're lucky enough to have, like, a cult following.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And I think that's the real equity as artists today. For me, it's like, build your fan base for real.
Mm.
Like, be out and about, do shows, connect with your community. And I think when you have those real supporters, you know, it makes the whole experience better, as opposed to, like, you know, anybody can get like 1,000 views by paying like bots and whatever, you know.
Oh man.
So it's a tricky space to be in.
The bots, like, oh man.
And it's so hard with like AI now to like figure out what's what. Like what's the real music?
We gonna get into that one. We're gonna get that one later.
You know what I mean?
Like,
like you'll go on Spotify and you'll see like, I don't know, 1 million followers, you'll see like 10,000 streams on the one song, but is it really though?
It's not,
because some of them got majors and then they've lived with the songs and then they have the funds to make those numbers look super nice, you know.
Yeah.
And then like we play the organic game, and we don't have the huge numbers if you log in compared to like, I don't know, a Jay-Z or whatever. Sure. But the difference is that we have real
fans.
We have real supporters.
That's right.
When we send out a message, like, we're pulling up on this show, people are coming out. And so for me, that's the real equity, you know? Like,
indeed.
Sure, play the game, but never forget the beauty, the importance of being authentic, organic. And you can't put a price on that.
No, you can't, man. And that's like, you know, what I was going to say is, like, I watch, you know, I know people who use bots. Like, they botted their way up. But the thing is, I can't even say they botted their way to the top, because they didn't even go to the top. Like, nobody's showing up for their shows. They're not getting tours. Meanwhile, all your videos are at 100K, right? And no comments. You got lots of, like, and like, you know, you're putting out lots of content, but it's like, you know what I mean? You're not even getting nothing out of it. No money. And like, bro, like Spotify, like they'll take your business down. They'll take it down.
They don't give 2 cents about. I mean, it's we all know how little they pay you.
Absolutely.
If you're banking on Spotify or the platforms to pay you, yo, you're wasting your time.
Straight up,
like,
man.
The real money's at, like, I'm blessed enough to do a lot of shows.
Yeah.
You know, we've been in the last 3 years. We've done probably, I don't know how many tours. Like. Yeah, no. You know, last year alone, we did 83 shows.
Wow.
The year before, we did, I think we were at 75. And
the
year before, we were like in 60s.
That's beautiful.
We're blessed enough to, like, you see, like, to go in the numbers.
Yeah.
As far as how many shows we've done.
Yeah. And
these are real people that we see in front of us.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm in a specific, like, a niche market where I get to tour a lot in the schools.
Yeah, man.
So schools for
talk about it.
Market is like a huge circuit, right?
Yeah.
So I've been blessed enough to be consistent.
Yeah.
To go from 60 shows to 70 to 83 shows a year. These are real people. I see them. I see their faces, the high fives. We autographed. Today we did a whole show.
Yeah, man. Talk about it, man. Y'all gonna make me cry, man, because I love it. I'm serious, God. I like, you know what I mean? Go ahead.
Blessed enough to be at the Olympic Oval Park.
Yeah, in Richmond, yeah.
And just to be able to say that, yo, we did a show at the Olympic Oval Park is nice. We had like 1,000 kids in front of us. Real connections. After the show, people, both kids, like the show, was created for the students.
Yeah.
But both the adults and teachers made it clear, like, yo, we love what you did. And that's where the real money's at. If you want to kick up, that's the value. You get equity. You get real connections. You get real money in your pockets. And it multiplies. And then if you're smart about your music business, because don't forget, it's called music business.
Yeah.
So yes, you got your audio, your visuals, you got the shows, but then you got your merch.
Merch.
Then you got, if you're smart enough, you can do like DJ workshops. We could do writing workshops.
Mm-hmm.
We could do performances workshops.
Mm-hmm.
There's other ways to like to make your cake. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes.
So for me, that's what it's about. It's about connecting with the people, you know, connecting with the radio stations. Wow. Give us the time to come through and talk and connect.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. The digital world, you play the game, but don't limit yourself to that.
Bro, come on, man.
Facts.
The big facts, bro. Like, you know, like I get emotional with this because I love music. I love hip hop music, but like I don't give a shit. Like I'll cry in front of niggas, you know. Part of my language, but you know what? Like, cause I take this so seriously, bro. And the state of the youth, like we were talking before offline, it's like the state of the youth, like where their minds are, what they're being exposed to right now. You know what I'm saying? The devil taught them how to eat the wrong foods, right? Mentally and physically, right? And so, you know. When you have positive brothers come in, yo, you said 1,000. You, my G, that congratulations. No, I'm serious. That's 1,000 minds that were exposed to your divinity, bro. That's it, man. Like that's 1,000 minds on top of the teachers. You know what I mean? The volunteers, right? That's the parents too, right? That's a like, come on, man. Like those. That's still a number. That's a big number. You know what I mean? Like, I know people that, like I opened up for, what is it? I opened up for Premiere and Red and Meth. There was about maybe 1,200. So I know that that's coming out throughout the night. But, like, to have a, you know what I mean? 1,000 right there. Boom! Like, and the youth. And the youth.
The youth is a different feel.
Talk about it.
To add on to that, and that's why I love my brother so much, Lefo Franco, and for, because he's given us the opportunity. To make this happen, because he's the one that broke the ground and made his way through that market as far as the schools and all of that.
Yeah.
And he's given us access to be able to perform and tap into that market as well.
Mm-hmm.
But dealing with today's mathematics, which is wisdom culture.
Indeed.
You know, that's how you become your ways and actions, and what he did is showing and proving how you can be wise with your culture.
Indeed.
It doesn't have to be about violence. It doesn't have to be about the streets. It doesn't have to be about everything negative as far as the hip hop or rap culture.
Mm-hmm.
We have the youth. We have the kids. We have the next generation that we need to influence in a positive fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that through the school system.
Absolutely.
They have the teachers, but they can learn through us as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seeing us in their schools or you know, we had like, what, 5 different schools united today?
Yeah.
So it's like all in one spot, they see what a positive version of hip-hop culture is.
Yes.
You know,
straight
just
up.
In one time.
Yeah.
So,
that's, you know, so peace, God. That's peace.
That is equality.
Exactly.
And
you sharing.
Exactly. And each one teach one. So it's like they see it and it's imprinted in their mind. At the age we had was like grade five to grade eight. Grade five.
So
oh,
like wow. Super impressionable.
Oh, yeah. The mind. Yes. Oh, yeah. That mind is very impressionable. That's very impressionable.
Yeah, it's a blessing, bro. It's a blessing to be able to give back to our people. And it's interesting, right? The dynamic, because you ask us, like, how long have we known each other?
Yeah.
And the dynamic between TIP, well, all of us. But for me, I'm like 2 years younger, 3 years younger than TIP. And when I was at that age in high school, I landed on TIP's mixtape, and it blew my mind.
Mm.
So today, full circle, Cypher is the word that D always tells me.
Cypher
of that, to be back in that position where now I'm a grown adult and I get to do this full time.
Yeah.
To be able to do it with people who, A, influenced me.
Yeah.
to do it to kids who are the age that I was when I was in front of BET and watching all my idols. And I was like, yo, this hip-hop culture is wild. And people that are in my city who are doing it in French and English with Creole, it's just, it's a whole thing, bro. It's peace to the most divine frequency.
It is. Wild. It is. It is. I'm actually doing a workshop for the youth on Saturday. It's gonna be my second one, and teaching them how to MC. So, you know, the first workshop was on a power day, and I have power students there, right? So I have five students there, which are, you know, everything is real, everything's mathematical, right? And so I don't know how many are gonna be there this weekend, but yo, God, like I tell you, man. When you, especially with knowledge of self, like how you manifest your wisdom and your culture, it can be shared in so many ways. You know what I'm saying? And when it comes to, you know, music, let's just say hip hop, rap, like we dealing in equality, whether it's supreme, whether it's social, whether it's limited. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you are sharing your energy with somebody else on a stage. You know what I mean? And when they listening to you, you guys are reciprocating minds. Do you know what I'm saying? Right? So it's like when you're talking about the impressional, and I want to get to your guys' music. So I'm gonna shut up here in a second. But when it comes to the impressionable age, right? Like. They say from one to about, yeah, one from knowledge to God or knowledge to build or destroy. They say that the baby or the child is in alpha state, right? In the alpha state, right? So we're talking about alpha, theta, right? These are the states in which your subconscious is basically creating its belief system, right? So when makers and owners, man, and the owner is responsible. So yeah, there's a level of responsibility that we have with the youth. We're not their parents, but you know what I'm saying? But we're their teachers, right? So we are responsible for them, bottom line. Because there's the youth out there that don't have parents that ain't responsible for them. You know what I mean? And they look into the OGs and, you know, whether it's male or female, they're like, yo, I want to be like her. Yo, I want to be like him. How many shorties you know that want to be like Ice Spice? That ain't the one. You know what I'm saying? How many people want to be like Anderson .Paak? Or how many people want to be like... You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, how... Right? So, we're going to get into the next tune, which is y'all tune. And please pronounce it for me. I don't want to slaughter the name.
It's going to be Dimoi.
That's right.
So, it's Alliance Supreme, Dimoi. Videos on YouTube. Album March 17th.
Peace.
Dis-moi chérie, c'est quoi ton Insta, Facebook, TikTok ou bien même ton ex? Laisse-moi te parler pour un instant. Comment va ton père? Est-ce qu'il aime ton ex? Besoin de savoir où tes pensées sont. Je veux pas de forme émotionnelle avec des pensées sombres. Je suis le maître dans ma maison. Comprendre le masculin et féminin crée la liaison. Électricité et magnétisme, fruits et légumes biologiques, oublie les sacs de chips. Dis-moi, est-ce que t'es down pour le programme? Romance, connaissance, les flots sur le slow jam.
Que je vis. non, Inch'Allah.
Bébé, dis-moi, est-ce que tu seras là pour moi? Malgré les hauts et les bas, si t'es down, on y va. Dis-moi, vas-y, dis-moi, est-ce que tu seras là pour moi? Cette chance.
Yeah. In the Nikes on my feet, keep my cipher complete.
bike, 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 bike,